fiscal Armageddon. Democrats helping the Bush administration, Republicans balking. These are historic times indeed. We actually verified this by calling Clyde Wilcox, professor of government at Georgetown University. I asked if he had ever seen anything quite like this.
During the Reagan administration, it would often be the case that House Republicans in particular would not go along with some of Reagan's proposals, and so he would manage to get support by winning a majority of Democrats and a few Republicans. But one of the things that when really complicated financial legislation like this happens, oftentimes it takes Congress a little while to deliberate and put together coalitions, and the high pressure to get this done very, very quickly is not usually a sign of Congress doing its best. When Congress gets a bill passed really, really fast, there's almost always significant things they need to go back and change later.
You mentioned the similarities to the Reagan administration. It seems like one key difference here is that so much of this is happening so close to an election.
Yeah, right. That's absolutely right. And that makes it even more, you know, likely that there'll be political considerations into the bill and there'll be jockeying for position. You know, McCain sort of leaving the stump and rushing to Washington and then getting there a little late for the deliberations anyway is obviously an attempt to kind of change the dynamics of the campaign. But we have had elections on regular schedules in America throughout our history. We've done this when we were in the Civil War and World War One, World War Two, the Great Depression, and so, you know, we have elections. We don't put them off for crises. And so this is the kind of issue that I think the candidates are going to want to discuss. Really, really tricky thing is if the debate tonight ends up talking a lot about this crisis, I'm not sure either candidate is quite certain yet what they want to say.
Many Republicans have built their career on this message of free enterprise. Given the situation we have at hand today, what possible course can they take in terms of what they do with this proposed plan that's on the table now?
Well, you know, it's really complicated because essentially the plan increases the control by the Treasury Department of economic matters. On the other hand, you know, the deregulatory pushes of the last decade are being implicated by many economists for the problem in the first place. So certainly they can't say what we need to do is deregulate further. On the other hand, many House Republicans are pretty resistant to the really strong expansion of the federal government's power here, and especially having this happen so quickly. So in a normal scenario, you really would like to have Congress be able to deliberate this. You know, there's a certain crisis atmosphere, bank failed, you know, yesterday or whatever, but there is a, you know, these are complicated issues, and we're putting together packages very quickly, and we did a package earlier and a package before that, and so there's a sense in which, even with an election taking place, Congress has to do its job and deliberate and take a little bit of time and get it right.
Clyde Wilcox, professor of government at Georgetown University, thank you so much.
Thank you.